at the Dog Lover Show in Melbourne, and I have tracked down one lady I've been waiting to chat to, Laura V, who is a dog behaviourist and now written two books. She's an author. The second book, Dognitive Therapy, which is really, really cool. And she joins me now. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Hayley. How are you?
Good, thank you. Oh, sorry. And Chester.
I know.
Hey, Chester. Yep, he's too busy licking the floor. He's all good there. Now, thanks for joining me, Laura. Now, I want to ask about Dognitive Therapy, which is a little bit different to your traditional dog training. Can you tell us a little bit about the method?
Yeah, look, I mean, the way I work is the firm belief that dog training is not about dogs, it's about people. So Dognitive Therapy is about empowering people to become better within themselves, to be more motivated, to become happier and healthier through learning things from their dog, whether that's empathy or respect or trust or motivation or even gratitude. So what I believe is when you become a happier, healthier person yourself, your dog mirrors that and they become that too.
I love that because it's very in line with Fitbitch and fitness for you and your dog. And I always say to people, when they're calm or when they're happy, their dog's happy. When you're calm, the dog's calm. Is that true?
I think energy is contagious. And I also think that when you do genuinely feel calm, you do emit that sort of sense of, contentedness. And these are the things that dogs look for. They're instinctively looking for leadership and those around them that they can trust. And so if you're feeling calm and confident and you're their leader, absolutely they're going to pick up on that energy.
Yeah, great. So if someone's a bit apprehensive about introducing their dog to something new, like a fitness regime or anything, like even just going along for training, what are your top three tips that people could think of to implement?
Well, I've got so many tips. I don't know if I can give you three, but I'll do my best. I think when a dog hasn't been exposed to something before, it's kind of like any human or particularly a child, their first day of school or socialising and meeting new people. It's something that you have to make a really positive experience. It needs to be fun. And also, I think the third most important thing is to set your dog up for success and not failure. And I think we do that inadvertently a lot of the time. We put our dogs into positions in which we expect them to be okay with. But we're very seldom sort of thinking from the dog's perspective. For instance, if you go to a dog park and your dog hasn't been to that park before, it's really important to look at their body language and their behaviour and their energy to know where they're coming from. And if they're feeling anxious, then don't put them in that situation. So success is really important.
Yeah, and that common sense in that situation. Yeah. And I was reading somewhere you said that, dogs are very much like humans, where they have their good moods and their bad moods, but they also have people, like other dogs, that they don't like, because we don't like everyone as humans.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm probably the least social person in the world.
Me too.
But it's really important that your dog is, quote-unquote, socialised. But what that means is that they are able to have good self-control in unfamiliar situations with other dogs. It doesn't mean they have to be best friends with every other dog, and I think that's really unrealistic. A lot of, young labs will love every single dog in the world and they're unfazed if they get snapped at, but some dogs understandably find that quite confronting. So as long as your dog is able to look back to you and to trust your judgment of that situation and that you can set them up for success, then I think it's really important that you have that relationship in which they are experiencing positive things that are directed by you rather than just leaving them to their own device.
Yeah, like teaching them a trick, for example, that doesn't necessarily mean they're happy, right?
Oh, God, no. So, I mean, it's really good for their brain to teach them something new. It's called enrichment. If you sit in the backyard for 24 hours a day, no wonder you dig the backyard and bark till your heart's content. So I think, these things are really important for us to think about everything from our dog's perspective. And every behaviour that our dog shows is an indication of how they're feeling inside. So if you've got a dog like Chester now who's just calmly, relaxed, standing there amongst this absolute chaos and mayhem, that's a great indication for me that I'm providing positive leadership for him.
Yeah, that's right. But if you were standing, say, really anxious, looking around, and he would kind of pick up on that too.
Yeah, and if I sort of look around here, there's a lot of people that have got a really tight tether with their dog. They're sort of dragging them through the crowd, their dog's tails between their legs. And these are really simple things that I think we need to step back and go, okay, dog training has a lot to do with me, but am I actually living and breathing that belief and following through by seeing out my dog's behaviour as a reflection of my leadership? So I hope that, I'll be able to walk around and see some really happy dogs here walking through this crowd. And if they are, then that means they've got a great leader.
Yeah, that's right. And like you said, it's so much more, it's not always about, it's very selfish sometimes to think your expectation on your dog, because we've got a huge expectation on so many things these days. And it's just, first getting yourself right, and then your dog will reflect that.
Yeah, and I think we do have so much expectation on our dogs. You know, we do treat them like three-year-old children, and we want them to be the smartest and wear the best outfits and have the best, you know, beds and all these sorts of things and be the best behaved. But the pressure that we put on a dog is really, really intense. And this world is very unpredictable for a human. You know, imagine what it's like if you're tethered to someone your entire life. So I think we need to step back and take the pressure off. And, you know, if our dog doesn't love every single dog, or if our dog does occasionally bark or occasionally pulls on the lead, then that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think stop putting pressure to be perfect, and then you actually get more perfection, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're not perfect, so
don't
expect them to be. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. That's very, very helpful, and I'm sure the Fitbitch family will very much appreciate all your tips and tricks. And thank you so much, Laura.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Hayley.
Oh, and Chester. Sorry, thanks, Chester.